affiliated radio stations.
Notice, FirstAmendmentRadio.com is looking for new talent. Do you have the gift of gab? Do you got what it takes? Are you ready to go up against Alex Limbaugh, Rush Jones? Are you funny, entertaining, as well as informative? Maybe you know a local talent whom the nation deserves to hear. Send us a sample or email a bio for a live tryout. The nation is waiting to hear a new voice. It may be yours. We'll let the audience decide. Email us today, talent@firstamendmentradio.com. talent@firstamendmentradio.com.
Hear it first on firstamendmentradio.com and firstamendmentradio.net, around the world and on satellites.
Edition of what I call American Exposé, listeners. The beat goes on. The mess is in place. The continued created crisis maneuvers itself in many directions. And I'm just speechless as I was out in the middle of the night last night watching spraying going on over my house. This morning, about 10 o'clock, spraying going on, aerial spraying, listeners. What is the aerial spraying all about? Where does it connect to? Well, obviously, population reduction is the major agenda in place today, and that's the way I see it, and most of you see the same thing. Most of you are tuned in to the big picture in place, most of you listening. I see here dated today, the 20th of September, Applied Digital, a leading provider of identification and security technology, announced today that it has provided more than, 360 VeriChips, their TMs, and five scanners to Harrison County, Mississippi, to assist in Hurricane Katrina relief and recovery efforts. Additionally, 200 VeriChips and two scanners were sent to Lafayette County, Mississippi, to assist in any future disaster and recovery procedures. And once again, we have Rita coming into play. And this is why, once again, weather modification needs to be exposed to the biggest degree as possible from you, the listeners out there. You have to do your research into this. Connect these dots that are so obvious to us that do the research. Many don't do any research. Many are sitting there counting on the government to do the best they can to help them in their future. Well, that's exactly what the plan is in place, to depend on the government. That's why jobs going below the border and overseas has been designed this way. It's the UN system, listeners. I don't want to take it any further unless we increase our numbers. Numbers is very important. If we don't increase our numbers of people aware and awake, understanding of how things are being maneuvered and manipulated, and you've got to get them on the board of the documentation in place, it's very easy to find. So this article continues at the request of the state of Mississippi Department of Health. The company has lent its 40-foot mobile clinic to act as the Department of Health mobile clinic. The vehicle is specifically retrofitted for medical procedures such as chip injection. The vehicle is being staffed by Department of Health representatives and is now providing food, water, and medical supplies, including tetanus and other vaccinations, to people in need of medical care. Once again, shots. Over 1,000 individuals have received medical treatment in the mobile unit. It's actually the mobile medical unit in the first 5 days of its operation. The VeriChip has the capability to provide medical information in critical care situations, such as Hurricane Katrina, where individuals requiring emergency care may not have access to their medical records. With the VeriChip's unique identification number, which can be scanned into a database, emergency medical personnel can gain immediate access to a patient's medical records. Now, once again, many of the populations down south have been relocated throughout America. Many of them have nothing but the clothes they brought with them, or the clothes that were donated to them. Many of them have no identification. So many of these people, and if not all of them, will be microchipped in the future. How far into the future will it be? Who knows? The State Model Emergency Health Powers Act mandates vaccinations for populations. And so here it is, all coming into place. All coming into place for totalitarian control. And here we see President promises to rebuild. Well, sure, they're going to rebuild, but what are they going to rebuild after the devastation? They're going to demolish homes. They're going to build sustainable communities. I have information that the levees were imploded. Many of you probably have the same information. It's quite a scenario in place. This article continues to state that VeriChip has the capability to provide medical information in critical care situations, such as Hurricane Katrina, where individuals requiring emergency care may not have access to their medical records. There is the point. As I keep saying, it is the direction in place. What a perfect way to devastate countries, by giving them droughts, by giving them wars, and by using weather as a weapon, which I'm certainly certain of this at this point in time. That's what's happened down here. We have another Hurricane Rita. Ophelia, how much damage did Ophelia create? And it doesn't seem like there's hurricanes anywhere but around here these days, around our country. To date, the company has donated approximately 560 VeriChips to Harrison and Lafayette counties in Mississippi. Initially, Harrison County and the U.S. Disaster Mortuary Operational Response Team. The U.S. Disaster Mortuary Operational Response Team, wow, are utilizing VeriChip's identification technology to integrate identification from the unidentified deceased Well, the database provided by the county and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, so that loved ones may access the information to identify missing family members that may have perished in the disaster. The county coroner in Harrison County, MSNDMORT, once again, DMORT is the U.S. Disaster Mortuary Operational Response Team, are now using this technology from Verichip. The County Medical Examiner's Office in Lafayette County, Mississippi, intends to store the Verichips and scanners for future pending disaster relief and body identification assistance. Applied Digital has offered to donate its technologies to Louisiana and the DMORT facility located in St. Gabriel, Louisiana, as well. Quote, Applied Digital is committed to helping local residents affected by Hurricane Katrina in any possible way, end quote, said Scott R. Silverman, Applied Digital's chairman and CEO. Quote, the Verichip was designed for emergency care situations and secure identification, although its primary application is to access and retrieve medical records in an emergency and clinical environment. There are clear uses for our technology in disaster management. As future disaster management plans are reorganized after this disaster, we intend to offer Verichip and all of our identification technologies to disaster management experts, DMORT, and the federal government, end quote. About Applied Digital, the power of identification technology. Keep in mind, on the website, AmericanExpose.com, is the Biometrics Consortium. The Biometrics Consortium, listeners, a federal agency for identification purposes. It's been in place, I believe, since 1995. The Biometrics Consortium. Everything comes into place very similarly, very subtly after 1992. The barcodes after 1992. Aerial spraying after 1992. Global Fire Monitoring Center after 1992. In other words, the Global Fire Monitoring Center will burn people off their properties if they are not cooperative in being relocated. We've only experienced of 13 years of this, just the beginning of the plan under Agenda 21. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. The Global Fire Monitoring Center, I mean, come on. Monitoring all the fires in the globe by the UN system. And now we're dealing with hurricanes and weather anomalies. And the Oklahoman, I'm just stacked with newspapers here, listeners. Well, they're talking about tornadoes in Oklahoma, and are we prepared? The plan's in place. So once again, Applied Digital develops innovative identification and security products for consumer, commercial, and government sectors worldwide. The company's unique and often proprietary products provide identification and security systems for people, animals, the food supply, government, military arena, and commercial assets. Included in this diversified product line are RFID applications, end-to-end food safety systems. Food safety systems, you've got to be joking. GPS satellite communications and telecom and security infrastructure, positioning Applied Digital as the leader in identification technology, is the owner of a majority position in the Applied Digital, actually it's the Digital Angel Corporation. Statements about the company's future expectations, including future revenues and earnings, and all other statements in this press release other than historical facts are forward-looking statements. There's the point. Forward-looking statements. Once again, the refugees, and yes, refugees is from wars in a definition basis. Well, we have been given a war. No mention now of Canadian troops in America. No mention of Mexican troops in America. But it was reported. Has been reported. We have our military out of this country. reason that's very obvious to me. And the military is doing UN work under the coalition. It's not Bush's war. It's just Bush is the present occupier of the White House. But it's the coalition forces under the United Nations system. The mess continues, people. Our military is out of this country for all intents and purposes. Why is that, people? If you connect dots, you'll understand why this is. Here we see, as it slipped under the radar screen, on September 16th, President Bush announced Thursday that he has accepted the report of the Defense Base Closure and Realignment Commission, which calls for strengthening some of Oklahoma's active duty installations and a major reorganization of the state's National Guard and Reserve centers. The president forwarded the base closure report to Congress just a week after receiving it from the commission, which approved the large majority of the Defense Department's recommendations but rejected some of the major closures and realignments sought by the Pentagon. The Pentagon, people. The Pentagon is the center of the pentagram. The pentagram is a satanic symbol. The upside-down pentagram is the Congressional Medal of Honor. Congress now has 45 working days to pass a resolution disapproving the recommendations. If Congress doesn't disapprove them, they will go into effect, naturally. Naturally, Congress is going to pass it. Congress is controlled and manipulated and maneuvered. Congress has no association with the Office of Homeland Security and all its puppet agencies under it, which is many, or which are many. So BRAC, Base Realignment and Closure, into place. Where are all these populations going to be moved? They said 1 million people are having to move. 1 million. At last count, there were 15 states in a state of national emergency. Maybe there's more. Maybe you have more information that we need to hear about. And I believe we can take those phone calls tonight if you want. 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773. This is the setup in place, listeners. This is what we were dooming ourselves into thinking about. This is why I was feeling very, very uneasy the week before this Katrina setup scenario. I'm convinced it's set up. If they can move hurricanes, they can be moved away from harm's way. They, meaning where does it come from? The Security Council branch of the UN system, where there's mandates for population reduction in the entire world. As the aerial spraying continues above us, with no accounting for what it is, no publicity about what the spraying is all about, and yet we all see it. We all see the aerial spraying. Both the Independent Base Realignment and Closure Commission, often referred to as the BRAC Commission, voted to keep open the bases in Maine, Connecticut, and South Dakota, and gave some hope to the Air Force base in New Mexico, meaning much of the congressional opposition has likely turned into support for the commission's report. According to the commission's final report, the panel accepted 119 of the Defense Department's 190 recommendations and approved 45 others with some changes. The commission rejected 13 of the department's recommendations outright and significantly altered another 13, according to the final report. Representative Tom Cole, Republican of Moore, whose district includes Tinker Air Force Base and Fort Sill, said Thursday, quote, "I am very pleased that President Bush has approved the BRAC Commission's recommendations. I am optimistic that Congress will allow the recommendations to become law. When this process is over, Oklahoma bases will have gained both jobs and missions and security place in our nation's military base structure for a long time to come. I am very proud of our bases in Oklahoma and of all the Oklahomans that have worked to prepare them and their communities for this BRAC round, end quote. Fort Sill, the Army Artillery Post near Lawton in southwest Oklahoma, would be the state's biggest gainer under the BRAC recommendations, with an estimated net of about 3,600 new jobs as a result of several changes, most significantly the movement of air defense artillery training and air defense artillery units from Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas. Vance Air Force Base near Enid will gain additional pilot training. Tinker Air Force Base will gain some planes in an air refueling wing, and the McAllister Army Ammunition Depot will gain work from some depots slated to close in Texas and Kansas. Under the law, the Defense Department has 6 years to implement the changes in the report, though most are expected to take place sooner. The point is, listeners, closing bases and moving our military overseas is very ominous to me. When we have Russia and China building up military, they all have fresh militaries, listeners. We have a burned-out military at this point in time. We have a burned-out military. They're tired of this shock and awe that's been going on in Iraq. For what reason, listeners? To implement totalitarian control in the Middle East, to take away sovereignty, to gain control of oil assets. And yet here I see, also on the 16th of December, suicide bombers killed 31 in Baghdad. Yes. And under this we see, Russia, China see UN at center of terror fight. Reform of world body takes second place at summit. Russia and China called Thursday for the United Nations to take the lead in the global fight against terrorism, speaking on the second day of the UN summit, where a new Arab-Israeli meeting and European nuclear talks with Iran took the spotlight. Demands for a bigger UN role underlined how central terrorism has become around the world since the September 11, 2001 attacks. They also highlighted that while Washington and others want serious reform before the UN tackles new challenges, some nations want to give it more responsibility now. And once again, we are the UN system, the Secretary of the Treasury, U.S. Governor of the IMF. Every country has a governor of the IMF. It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, not a C. Russia, China, see UN at center of terror fight. Russia and China on top of the Security Council of the UN system. Maybe not China, but China's allied with Russia. Always has been allied with Russia, in my thoughts, from my research, and from my common sense. Maybe not yours, but you can connect the dots if you do research and read publications and books from people that were awake back in the 50s and 60s. Washington and others want serious reform before the UN tackles new challenges. Some nations want to give it more responsibility now. Quote, there is a need to adjust this organization to the new historical reality, end quote, Russian President Vladimir Putin said. Remember when the Russian was a premier? Premier Nikita Khrushchev, remember that? How did it change to president in Russia today for our dumbing down process? Quote, who else will take the role of coordinating and organizing this work but the United Nations, end quote, Russian President Vladimir Putin says. He was echoed by Chinese President Xu Jintao, who called for a new global security concept that puts the United Nations at the core of efforts to fight terrorism and settle disputes and conflicts. While those views may help determine the future of the United Nations, events on the summit's sidelines and fiery bombast, some of the world's most colorful and controversial leaders, pulled attention away from the meeting's central concerns. Among the biggest headlines, Iran's president said his country was willing to provide nuclear technology to other Muslim states. Nuclear technology, weapons of mass destruction. Who has them, who doesn't? Who gets to have them, and who doesn't get to have them? Israel has weapons of mass destruction, but Iraq can't have them. Another article, dated the 20th, Digital Angel Corporation, an advanced technology company in the field of rapid and accurate identification, location tracking, and condition monitoring of high-value assets, today announced that the company and its distributor, Shearing Plo, are donating implantable RFID microchips and scanners to animal shelters along the Gulf Coast to help in the extensive pet identification effort following Hurricane Katrina. To date, Applied Digital has provided 2,000 microchips and 28 scanners that Shearing Plo, or Plow, has or is distributing to various animal shelters along the coast of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Microchipping is on the way for everyone, people. They just have to create certain scenarios to bring that about. We have to be devastated. We have to lose everything we have. Then we'll gladly be microchipped. And those in those southern states have been decimated. They've lost everything, no matter where they are. And keep in mind the Civil Rights Act from 1964, under the administration of Lyndon Baines Johnson, who implemented the Vietnam War while communism was alive and well in communist Cuba, where I do believe John F. Kennedy wanted to take back Cuba for the free people of Cuba. He wanted to overturn the communist regime. I think John F. Kennedy wanted to do that. And I think the CIA and the higher-ups stopped it. I could be wrong, but John F. Kennedy had a military background. Although John F. Kennedy signed us into State Department Publication 7277, Freedom from War, Blueprint for the Peace Race, followed a year later, which is the implementation of that publication, 7277. Public Law 87-297 brought it into the U.S. Code, updated in 1989, Public Law 101-216, were to be completely disarmed. The world is to be completely disarmed. The people down south are being completely disarmed because of the gangs. Where did the gangs come from? Well, the deliberate dumbing down of America for so long to build on this is the reasoning behind the gangs and the destruction of the family unit. Applied Digital Chief Executive Officer Kevin McGrath said the company and Shearing Plo will continue donating the microchips and scanners as the rebuilding effort in the damaged areas continue. Shearing Plo markets and distributes the microchips and scanners as part of its Home Again pet recovery service. It's all fine and dandy for the pets to a certain extent, listeners. But they always use animals before they do humans, and there's some congressional people that have been microchipped to prove it's safe, they say, anyway. The Home Again Pet Recovery Service includes microchips, readers, non-surgical injection systems, and a national database. National database, listeners. All these refugees will have to be microchipped eventually. I don't see any way around it. Do you? 559-781-3773. If you have any thoughts on this, we'll be right back.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at firstamendmentradio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at firstamendmentradio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on firstamendmentradio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at firstamendmentradio.com.
Who are you? That is the question and the name of the program. To learn what the question means and what the answers are, tune in every Sunday afternoon and Rice McLeod will give you the answers. Who are you? Check the schedule pages at firstamendmentradio.com for broadcast times. We'll see you then.
Okay, welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. The mess is in place. The watch yourself, Chris. I've been angry, upset, uptight, and you know when you try and help people and they don't accept it, and they don't want to see what's really going on. They don't want to do any research. You know, I just feel like just dropping the whole thing and just walking away. Like I did before, I'm there again. I'm just so frustrated at the lack of care, the lack of concern, the lack of studying history of the 20th century smokescreen. I'm tired of the death. I'm tired of the destruction. I'm tired of the wars. I'm tired of the disarming of civilians so they can't defend themselves. I'm sick of it. I'm so close to just walking away again, because what good is it doing? Where are we going with it? Where are you going with it? And I just reached certain crescendos in my life. And I just start to wonder, why am I doing this? What's the point? As I see here from Walter, or actually it's Robert Nolan, Sun Sentinel, this year hurricanes just aren't acting like they used to. The major storms are bucking traditional patterns by forming in the western rather than eastern Atlantic Ocean. Instead of taunting worried residents for days, they materialize, it seems, overnight. The trend has baffled scientists and ratcheted up panic levels for South Floridians. It's crazy, says Robin Wagner. He's 45 of Hollywood. They come so quick with Katrina, before we knew it, it was on us, end quote. Hurricane Katrina swept through Broward and Miami-Dade counties last month as a Category 1 storm, a scant 2 days after developing in the Caribbean. Storms typically come to life in the far eastern Atlantic Ocean, often near Cape Verde, then pinwheel westward for several days, their ultimate course studied with dread speculation by those in its path. This year's 9 hurricanes have formed west of 55 degrees longitude, said meteorologist Jim Lucien of the National Weather Service in Miami-Dade County. Rita, for example, was but a soggy blob, hardly worthy of notice on Saturday night. Sunday morning, it was a threat. A speedy arrival can bedevil nervous homeowners, but overall, it's a good thing. Quote, by forming further west, they don't have quite the potential for strength as if they came all the way across. It hasn't had enough time to build up, end quote. Hurricanes, according to this article from the Sun Sentinel, feed on warm water, but West Atlantic storms don't stick around long enough to be energized by the Caribbean's tepid currents. Like Katrina and Rita's expected track, they can brush by or through Florida as weaklings, then spin into the Gulf of Mexico and bulk up into heavy destructive Category 4 or 5 storms. What this season's storms are appearing so far west is a matter of speculation for forecasters. Chris Lancy, a meteorologist with the National Hurricane Center in Miami-Dade, said, quote, it's not something we predicted, and I'm not sure it's something we can anticipate way in advance, end quote. One comparable year was 1969, Lancy said, when 10 of 12 hurricanes formed west of 55 degrees longitude. The ingredients needed for a hurricane: warm water, an unstable atmosphere, and lack of wind shear have been present in the western, not eastern, Atlantic this year. Quote, why further west? We don't know, end quote, Lancy said. It might have to do with the dusty Sahara, said Stanley Goldberg, a meteorologist with the Hurricane Research Division of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Key Biscayne. Dry air from the massive Arizona desert could have blown out over the eastern Atlantic, and that's a tough one to swallow, listeners. Quote, those outbreaks of dry air can tend to inhibit hurricane formation, Goldberg said. A prominent atmospheric trough could also make conditions unfavorable for storm development in the eastern ocean, but that doesn't translate into fewer storms, according to this Goldenberg individual. Robert Nolan from the Sun Sentinel. Can you believe it, people? Can you believe what they say? You can certainly understand what's going on with the country today. It's in a state of national emergency in many respects. We've actually been in a state of national emergency since 1933, when our country went bankrupt. Legal tender for all debts, public and private, on our money. We don't have any say in anything anymore, including who we elect to office. Because anyone that has the true desire to be a countryman has no funding, has no press. And once again, people do not know who they are. And once they're elected or selected, they continue with the direction to totalitarianism and the UN system. That's just what it is. That's just what's being done. And you just can't take it back any further, I don't believe, if you want to increase our numbers. If we don't want to increase our numbers, why do it? This is my feeling. 559-781-3773, if you want to call in. Here we see residents of the Florida Keys were ordered to evacuate yesterday as Tropical Storm Rita, lovely Rita listeners, approached hurricane strength in a path similar to that of Katrina, which devastated the Gulf Coast 3 weeks ago. Has it been that long? 3 weeks. My gosh. The mayor of New Orleans suspended a plan to start reopening or repopulating his flood-ravaged city. Well, FEMA and company and the Bush regime will have something to say about repopulating. And with the disaster, with the implosion of the levees, I'm certain they were imploded. With the fact that they wanted to build them up and strengthen them over the years, the Army Corps of Engineers were going to do the work, but the environmentalists apparently put a stop to it as the Army Corps of Engineers tears down dams all over the country, taking our power away, taking our drinking water away. With Rita forecast to become a Category 1 hurricane last evening and to reach Category 2 strength today, tourists streamed out of the Keys and residents boarded up homes and shops. What a place to live, listeners. Where is the proper place to live? This article continues, but a potentially greater threat looms later in the week when Rita is projected to intensify over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, just as Katrina did late last month before slamming offshore about 60 miles southeast of New Orleans. On its current path, meteorologists said Rita could hit the Texas coast by the weekend, bringing hurricane-force winds and torrential rains to an area that houses thousands of evacuees from flooded New Orleans. Wow. In view of the new storm, New Orleans Mayor C. Ray Nagin announced he was calling off his plan to allow displaced residents to return one neighborhood at a time. And I think this man has the best interests of his community at heart. I don't know how much research he does, but anyone could do research into weather modification. Anyone can connect the dots to Darren's excellent work, who had an excellent show last night, according to the people I talked to. The storm was packing winds of 70 miles per hour last night and is projected to hit Key West about 6 p.m. today and winds around 105 miles per hour. making it a Category 2 hurricane. As Rita gathered strength, the Hurricane Center issued hurricane warning for the southern tip of Florida Peninsula and for all of the Keys. It said that at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Rita was 270 miles east, southeast of Key West, and was moving west-northwest at 14 miles per hour. The Hurricane Center said the Keys could be hit with storm surge flooding of 6 to 9 feet above normal tide levels, quote, along with large and dangerous battering waves, end quote. A mandatory evacuation order issued by Monroe County, Florida, covered about 80,000 people in the Keys, including 25,000 residents of Key West. Buses were sent to Key West High School to evacuate people who needed help to leave, and military C-130 transport plane was dispatched to Key West Hospital to evacuate patients. In addition, about 134,000 Miami-Dade County residents who live in coastal areas were under a voluntary evacuation order. A voluntary evacuation was set to start today in Galveston, Texas, where officials said residents who could not leave on their own could take buses and their caged pets to shelters starting tomorrow. President Bush, after a meeting with Homeland Security officials to discuss Hurricane Katrina relief efforts, suggested that in view of Rita's approach, it would be a mistake for evacuees to return to New Orleans. So they keep playing this game back and forth about this. The bottom line is devastation, financial devastation of the people of this country as jobs disappear below the border and overseas under the guise of the World Trade Organization direction. The global governance community. There is the point in the problem. Global governance being injected, whether we like it or not. I covered this the other day. Speaking of jobs disappearing. Auto parts maker Arvin Meritor Incorporated is cutting 270 jobs from its Chickasaw plant as it moves the shock and strut portion of its manufacturing operation to its facility in Querétaro, Mexico. Employees were told Wednesday that 270 of the more than 580 jobs at the plant will be cut starting this month. They were not told which jobs would have to be eliminated by November. This is dated September 13th, listeners. So as the pawns from Mexico are being encouraged to come to America to better their lives, the jobs go down there. But they don't get better wages. They don't get better wages. They just work for slave wages and maybe have the opportunity to move their families on the premises to live there, which is almost like slave labor, isn't it? Actually, it is slave labor. Here we see Rita strengthens to hurricane as Gulf Coast watches and waits. As a Category 2 hurricane, the storm is expected to batter Florida's southern coast and potentially threaten the Gulf Coast. Listeners, this might be going on right now if I turn on the television. The publicity of lovely Rita. The mess is obvious. The mess is a Hegelian setup as usual. Weather modification needs to be studied and researched by everyone. Here we see, dated the 20th, from the Sun Herald, a federal judge is expected to decide this week if a Mississippi hurricane evacuee arrested in Louisiana can be released on bond after being accused of making bomb threats to relief agencies and the military. Billy Wayne Livingston, 39, who lost his home in Biloxi, was charged Sunday with threatening the American Red Cross, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and Kessler Air Force Base in Biloxi, federal authorities said. Did he really make bomb threats? Or did he not want to be disarmed of his weapons that he used to protect himself? See, society is much safer when society does not know who is armed and who is not armed. I've communicated with those in Australia who've lost their firearms rights. Crime has skyrocketed. We don't hear that in the major press. We don't hear much of anything in the major press but a scenario Hegelian dialectic direction. Livingston, who was arrested at a motel, or actually it was a hotel in West Monroe, Louisiana, he appeared Monday in federal court. Quote, the government has asked that he be detained because he is either a flight risk or a danger to the community, said Alan Stevens with the U.S. Marshals Service in Monroe, Louisiana. Well, they had a movie, U.S. Marshals, with Tommy Lee Jones. That's a real piece of work, listeners. U.S. Marshals, Marshall Dillons, all promoting and glorifying the federal system. If Livingston is found guilty making interstate telephone threats, he could face up to 10 years in prison and a fine of 250,000 buckaroos. Livingston reportedly told investigators he was dissatisfied with the assistance he had received since the storm. We don't know whether that's true or not. But you've got to watch your P's and Q's, listeners, today with the system that's in place. That's why it's so important to realize that we are terrorists. We are terrorists. And let me find it again. To reiterate, congressional testimony of Robert S. Mueller, the third director of the FBI, before the Senate Committee on Intelligence of the United States Senate. It's 32 pages long. On page 10, the right-wing patriot movement consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists remains a continuing threat in America today. So, we're a threat to America today. We're a threat to the federal system today that's implementing its directions using weather modification, in my opinion. It only makes total sense to me, people. Then we have from the American Federation of Government Employees, and I think I've covered this certainly already, but where 14 prominent lawmakers on the Foreign Relations Committee and the State Foreign Operations Appropriations Subcommittee have urged the Voice of America not to contract out to China English language news writing work that currently is performed by Americans, outsourcing the Voice of America to Communist China, listeners. Wow, what a propaganda machine that'll be. Wouldn't it? Come on, people. This is on our website, AmericanExpose.com, the American Federation of Government Employees. The outsourcing of federal jobs and federal jobs disappearing. It should concern many. Here we see from Source Watch. It's a project of the Center for Media and Democracy, talking about environmental warfare, weapons developed in secret. And the NMOD treaty. Weapons developed in secret, listeners, quote, environmental war, however, carried out, it's almost always in violation of the 1977 United Nations Treaty against modification of the environment. Thus, environmental weapons are developed in secret, and acts of environmental war are carried out covertly. As both environmental weapons and war are illegal under international law, Environmental war is generally carried out as a strategic deception or psyops. Quote, environmental war weapon systems can include chemtrails. Oh, yes, chemtrails. Chemical weapon systems, climate and weather modification, and electromagnetic weapon systems, climate and weather modification, and seismic warfare. Continue quoting, some definitions of environmental war are more broad. For example, the use of depleted uranium in the Yugoslavia war has been termed environmental war, end quote. The source of this information, all from Ecology News, people. Go to ecologynews.com. And keep in mind the 1977 treaty is the United Nations, quote, United Nations General Assembly Resolution 31/72, TIAS 9614, Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques, end quote, signed in Geneva May 18, 1977, entered into force October 5, 1978, ratification of, by U.S. President December 13, 1979. How many government officials do we know? Well, put it this way. How many government officials do we have that know weather modification is a fact? That know weather modification has been used on us today in these hurricane-ravaged areas? When Rita is coming on board, Rita could be Category 4 or 5 right now, for all I know. Reference to the environmental warfare is often made as to NMOD, for environmental modification techniques. Quote, the term for environmental modification by humans is NMOD. It refers to altering ocean currents, depletion of the ozone layer, or production of greenhouse gases. Once again, listeners, President Bush did not sign the Kyoto Protocol. So this can happen. So they can blame what's happening now on global warming. That's my thought. That's my thinking. So much pressure was put on him so much pressure was put on him to sign the Kyoto Protocol. And as a result of what's happened here, various press companies, corporations, controlled press have disclosed that these hurricanes are the result of global warming. So this is why Bush didn't sign the Kyoto Protocol, more than likely. So since 1946, NMOD has included weather modification, primarily via cloud seeding, in attempts to remove fog from airports, make it rain, and augment snowpacks. In the 1950s, NMOD held a convention to prohibit nations from using weather modification as a weapon. Since the 1960s, governments have tried to alter the upper atmosphere by dumping copper needles into the ionosphere, trying to create an artificial ionospheric to enhance the reliability of radio communications. They also tried launching chemicals and suggested batteries as well as communications enhancements. In the 1950s and 60s, 300 megatons of nuclear bombs were exploded in the atmosphere, which released large amounts of charged and radioactive particles, as well as over 40,000 electromagnetic pulses. Between 1962 and 1983, hurricane modification experiments tried seeding with silver iodide, which seems to reduce peripheral winds by 10%. More on this